From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Governor Rick Scott is set to travel around Florida this week to honor the state's military veterans. During the tour, the governor plans to award veterans from around the state with the Governor's Veterans Service Award. It will honor Floridians who have served in the U.S. military. The tour, which leads up to Independence Day on Friday, has planned stops in 8 Florida cities, including West Palm Beach and Hollywood. Scott will award medals with the Seal of Florida on the front and 5 seals representing the 5 branches of the military on the back. It will also include an inscription that says, honoring those who served. And starting tomorrow, military veterans will pay less to attend Florida colleges and universities. The law is one of dozens taking effect July 1st, many of them dealing with education. WLRN reporter John O'Connor has details.
The Florida GI Bill means any veteran living in the Sunshine State only has to pay in-state tuition. That tuition is typically 1/3 the cost of out-of-state rates. The law also sets aside scholarship money for members of the Florida National Guard. The Florida GI Bill was the top priority of veteran groups during the past legislative session. Florida colleges and universities estimate the law will cost them $12 million. The way public schools get graded will also change this week. The new rating system will rely on fewer components, with more emphasis on test scores and gains. And schools will no longer automatically lose a letter grade if they fall short of certain goals, like too few students reading at grade level. While the state switches to new standards next year, poor letter grades for schools will not result in any penalties, such as replacing teachers or administrators. Starting next school year, the state will begin using new math and language arts standards and a new online test. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.